Chapter 3. Powers. The sweeping powers of Congress, the President, and the courts. The framers of the Constitution created a stunningly powerful national government, a rather amazing, almost shocking feat given American roots in rebellion against centralized authority and the very brief time that had passed since declaring independence. The American Revolution of 1776 had been a rebellion against the overreaching power of a strong central government in the form of the British Crown and Parliament. The Constitutional Revolution of 1787 was a counter-rebellion against the overcompensating weakness of America's rather inept, feeble first attempt at national government in the form of the Articles of Confederation. The single most important characteristic of the new Constitution of the United States was that it created a true national government, vested with the requisite powers to govern effectively. Building on the core structural features of the Constitution discussed in the previous chapter, a written Constitution as supreme law, republicanism, separation of powers, and federalism, the framers at Philadelphia erected a strong national government of sweeping but not unlimited powers. The precise composition and powers of what the framers called the three great departments of the national government, legislative, executive, and judicial, fill in the details of the framers' grand design. Those details reflected the principles of republicanism, separation of powers, and federalism. At the same time, they served to define more precisely what exactly those general principles would mean in practice. In this chapter, we look at the nitty-gritty details of the powers of each of the three branches of the national government and how they complete the framers' overall design for the Constitution. Those powers are set forth in the first three articles of the Constitution. Article 1 details the structure and powers of Congress as the legislative branch. Article 2 sets forth the powers and duties of the President, the head of the executive branch, and the commander-in-chief of the nation's military. Article 3 then prescribes the structure and jurisdiction of the federal courts, including the Supreme Court of the United States. In assigning powers to the respective branches, the framers chose a different approach for each. For Congress, the framers decided to list specifically each and every one of Congress's powers. Congress was to have